I'd like to introduce you to today is in the 2017 issue of the AEDR Journal, and it's titled Comparison of Emergency Medical Dispatcher Stroke Identification and Paramedic On-Scene Stroke Assessment. What's unique about this study is it demonstrates how important the use of the stroke diagnostic tool is for suspected stroke patients. And it actually builds on the findings of a previous study that we did. It was published in the Journal of Stroke and Cerebrovascular Disease in 2016. That study showed that the MPDS stroke diagnostic tool had a high sensitivity in finding strokes based on the final hospital diagnosis. So what this new study found is that EMDs can sometimes find strokes even when the on-scene paramedics or EMTs miss them. In fact, that happened in 17 confirmed stroke patients in this study. And in another 31 confirmed stroke cases where the on-scene paramedic assessment was inconclusive. We started by finding 603 hospital-confirmed stroke patients in Salt Lake County, Utah, for 2012 and 2013. Then we worked backwards to see how the EMDs and the EMS crews had assessed that patient. Many patients never got a stroke assessment recorded by either the EMD or the on-scene EMS crew. Well, that was likely due to several factors. In many cases, it was a third-party caller for the EMD, and perhaps some difficult scene circumstances for the EMS crews. But in other cases, the assessment was simply missed for no reason. It's important to recognize that the EMD is the first EMS professional to speak to the caller about the patient after the emergency event occurs. In the case of a stroke, this is vital since stroke symptoms can become less evident over time, even in just 5 or 10 minutes. That means that the paramedic or EMT who arrives at the scene at a later moment in time may not find the same symptoms that the EMD can find with a thorough patient assessment. That's why it's so important for the EMD to use the stroke diagnostic tool for all second-party callers, record that assessment accurately, then pass that information on to the responding EMS crews. It's a 3-question assessment, and it can be done in less than a minute. Thanks for your time.